how do you think SaaS differs from the traditional software licensing model? Could you explain that a little bit more?
I'm glad you mentioned that Article 2 is of the Uniform Commercial Code, which has been the dominant paradigm, that software as a service is departing from that model. When I'm looking at software licensing, the big picture, that if you look at software licensing that evolved in the 1980s, it was solely based on an Article 2 paradigm. And there was always a feeling of discomfort that it didn't quite fit, and that software licensing applied UCC Article 2 because they had no realistic alternative. I have to say that I worked on a project called the Uniform Computing Information Transactions Act, and I began working on the project when my son was only 13, and at the end of it, he was 23, and we still had not accomplished developing, adapting Article 2 to software. It had never been a successful accommodation in any case. So one of the things that's really welcome to see a new model, a new distinctively a model that would distinctively address the issue of software as a services. And I think if the model of a services actually fits much better than Article 2. It's not just the risk, for example, of thinking about warranties and thinking about issues such as whether the failure of essential purpose would be still present even though you'd attempted to limit the remedies. It's not just these issues, but it's the issue of, think about a services, where the customer gets a right to receive services and use the system. That's something that's been fairly well established in the common law. Now think of it that the subscription agreements involve two parties. This is a much more straightforward way of contracting in many, many ways than software licensing, where we have the provider and the customer. And the subscription agreement, everyone has subscription agreements of all kinds, from magazines to cable. And so it's one that where the customer is granted access to modules, as you've said, to platforms, to interfaces, and to even to having assistance, online assistance. And you're not downloading anything. There's nothing to download. So Article 2 was based on the idea that you had delivery of something. But the reality was, even with software, there was nothing tangible that was delivered. You could speak about in the early age of software, there was a CD-ROM, but it really was intangible. So it never really fit in the first place. So I'm sort of delighted to see that we have a new model of licensing evolving. And if you think about it, the licensing term has been replaced by the idea of the subscription period in which you have access. Customer pays their subscription in a timely manner, and access continues. So all these issues of remote repossession, which plagued the discussions of the Uniform Computing Information Transactions Act, and I remember sitting in the room debating these issues about whether a licensor should have a right to remotely disable software. None of these issues are relevant here with software as a subscription. That customers can purchase what they need, and then they solely and exclusively can use it if they want to have a private cloud versus a public cloud. Again, Ann mentioned the flexibility. There's all kinds of different clouds that have evolved. It's not just public cloud, private cloud, but there's new forms of hybrids which are continuing to evolve. And I think our chapter captures that the excitement of this new model of contracting that is evolving. And thankfully, I think we're starting to move away from that that crutch of Article 2. And I see it as a crutch because even when in the early stages of software, it didn't fit well. And this model of SaaS, software subscription, is a very new paradigm. I'm wondering whether you let the industry develop the social and legal norms, which I think is a good way, instead of imposing a statute on the legal norms and contracting practices. Let the contracting practices software as a subscription evolve, and then think about the possibility of whether there should be any kind of statute which would then codify expectations.